Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. My name is Erica Tackett, and today we are going to talk about setting up your flexible learning classroom. When it is time for you to get to work, do you have a routine? Do you lounge on the couch, or do you like to sit upright at your desk? Do you enjoy music playing, or do you like silence? As adults, we have many choices when it comes to how we like to work. We have also discovered along the way how we work most effectively. It is important in our personalized learning classrooms that we encourage our students to make those same discoveries. Flexible seating is not just throwing some comfy chairs and pillows into your classroom. It is a complete shift in your mindset. The first thing to think about is what kind of learning areas do you need in your classroom? A simple way of doing this is taking a learning style inventory at the beginning of the year. You can really understand your students and how they like to learn best. For example, you will probably want some sort of collaborative space so groups of students can work together. This space might include materials students could use for brainstorming, pillows so they can spread out and sit on the floor, and clipboards so they have a sturdy space to write. Another area you can have in your classroom is the individual working area. This is a place where students can work on their own with little to no distractions. This space could be comprised of desks, tables, or it can be a corner with some pillows so they can sit comfortably on the floor. You can even add headphones to this space to drown out any other noise from the classroom. The second thing to think about when designing your flexible seating space is the type of seating you want to incorporate into your classroom. Really getting to know your students can help you understand the type of seating that would benefit them the most. Some students who like movement may benefit from exercise balls as their seats. Others may prefer to stand up while they work, which is an easy and inexpensive way to incorporate flexible seating. Traditional seating might also be a popular option. If you are limited on resources, you can attach exercise bands to the front legs of a table or chair, and students can use it for a source of movement for their feet. Some students tend to crave structure and they like to have their own space instead of finding space among other students in a different area. Setting the purpose for flexible seating is an important step in the process. This will increase buy-in with your students. They will understand that it isn't about playing around or sitting with your friends, but it is about being comfortable and productive while we're working. It's also important to set guidelines and procedures for flexible seating options. All of this will vary from teacher to teacher. However, the purpose should be the same across the board. The students are trying out various seats in order to feel most comfortable when they are working. The more comfortable they are, the more positive and productive they will be when they are working. In my own classroom, I have noticed a huge shift in my students' mindset. They are more motivated to get their work done when they get to choose their workspace. It makes them more comfortable, and they really feel a sense of pride that their teacher trusts them enough to make that choice. Letting go of some of our power, in turn, gives it to our students. They become more confident, and they work more effectively. I have also noticed an increase in ownership of our classroom materials. The students love flexible seating, and they know if the bouncy seats or pillows get ruined, that's it. They also realize the same goes for our clipboards and their dry erase boards. It's a sense of ownership and pride over our classroom to a level I have never seen before personalized learning. Many times, however, our students aren't even sure what type of seat they prefer. Being able to introduce various seating styles into your classroom and allowing students to experiment can be a great way for them and you to see how they learn best. Setting a purpose for flexible seating and allowing students to reflect on their experience will lead to a more purposeful experience for both you and the students. One great way to have students reflect is to fill out a simple form at the end of the day with questions such as, where did you sit today? Did you like it? Were you productive? Would you choose this seat again? Teachers can then talk to students about their choices and the difference between choosing a seat because it's fun and choosing a seat because it's where they can work most effectively. In my own journey, this took trial and error. I thought, hey, I have some bouncy balls, these cool comfy chairs, and they can stand at their desks. That should be flexible enough. Let's see what happens. Needless to say, it did not go well the first few days. The students were fighting over the bouncy balls and comfy chairs, and by the end of the block, the students that were standing were tired of standing and they began squatting on the floor. I realized that I needed to create a system where students were able to try out all of the options I had for them without all the fuss. Each child sat in each type of seat for a day, and then they were on a rotation. They knew when their turn was coming to try out the seat, so everyone was happy. This reduced the amount of arguing, and every child got to try the new seats. The newness eventually wore off, and the students gravitated toward how they worked best, instead of what they thought was the most fun. Along with having students rotate through the seating options, I assigned them a home-based desk. I was not able to get rid of my desks, so I used them to my advantage. Each student was assigned a home-based desk where they kept their supplies. Each day, they visited that seat first, and then they were able to pick a flexible seating spot. Some days, if I had an assessment to give or I just needed them to be still, I made them stay at their home-based desk. It is all about the needs of the classroom at any given moment. You don't have to give up all of your structure all of the time. Many of you might be thinking, this sounds awesome, but where do I get all of these things? Pinterest is a blessing and a curse. When you look up flexible seating, you see immaculate classrooms. They look like mini living rooms. We understand this isn't typical, and it can take time to acquire everything you need for such a classroom. Thinking outside the box and maybe getting crafty can really go a long way. You can also create a Donors Choose project to fund your flexible seating classroom. Donors Choose is a website that allows teachers to post projects, and online donors can help fund these projects. These items can range from books and art supplies to furniture and curriculum materials. It is important to thoroughly explain the purpose of your project and how it will impact your students before you post your project. Visit www.donorschoose.org to learn more and to set up your account. Goodwill, Habitat for Humanity, and virtual garage sales are awesome places to look when you are shopping for just the right things for your classroom. You will find yourself asking friends and families for furniture that they are replacing. Remember, it isn't about the look, it's about the functionality. Don't lose sight of the purpose of flexible seating, a comfortable learning environment where students are engaged and excited about learning in your classroom. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.